2 years on, JetIP is showing encouraging progress. The latest Just Energy Transition Implementation Plan, JetIP, report by the presidency makes encouraging reading. It reflects both hard work by the Jet Project Management Unit and enormous goodwill from the foreign community, excluding the US, towards helping SA transition to a low-carbon, climate-resilient society. Government's multi-departmental task team has made good progress on fundraising. The two-year-old program, which was approved by Cabinet in late 2023, had secured $13.73 billion, or $243 billion, in pledges from international sources, mainly the UK, France and Germany, by end September 2025. That makes it clear that, even though the US has withdrawn from the Paris Agreement and is cutting funding to organizations dedicated to combating climate change, the rest of the world is still taking action. There is a broad recognition by global funders who are extending grants and concessionary loans to SA that the energy transition for a developing economy like SA is going to have to be slower than in the developed world. The just component of JET aims to ensure that the shift from fossil fuels to cleaner sources of energy is fair, equitable, and inclusive, protecting workers, communities, and vulnerable groups from potentially negative economic impacts of the transition. Stumbling blocks. Unfortunately, the latest JetIP progress report shows that only 40% of the secured funding has been allocated to projects. Even though there are a number of reasons for this, the report draws attention to two main contributing factors, both of which involve state-owned power utility Eskom. The first is that, due to the financial assistance provided by its shareholder, National Treasury placed a moratorium on Eskom raising further debt on its balance sheet. As a result, Eskom cannot access the concessionary loans to assist with the costs of closing its aging coal-fired power stations. Obviously, this is an unintended consequence of the conditions placed on the support provided to Eskom by Treasury. However, the delay in closing those heavy carbon-emitting power sources is disappointing. The second reason pertains to conflict around Eskom's unbundling plans. Eskom has been trying to retain the National Transmission Company of SA, NTCSA, within the group. The private sector has warned that keeping grid assets under the control of a company that also operates as a generator would raise potential conflicts of interest. It would also inhibit badly needed investment in the national transmission infrastructure, which is vital to bring more renewable energy projects online. As long as the NTCSA stays within Eskom, which cannot itself afford to invest in transmission infrastructure, it also cannot raise the necessary funds. In the 2026 State of the Nation address, President Ramaphosa insisted that a fully independent state-owned entity would be established. It would have ownership and control of transmission assets and be responsible for operating the electricity market. Role of the private sector. The JetIP Progress Report points out that the private sector is leading investments in renewable energy generation, although it is severely constrained by inadequate transmission grid capacity. Apart from the headline renewable energy projects mentioned in the report, there is an even bigger move into green energy as businesses such as mines, shopping centers, hotels and offices, and private households have been installing solar panels at pace. That is happening regardless of the JET program, and perhaps only a small part of it is actually driven by just energy transition motives. While the motivation will vary from business to business and person to person, it is clear that by going off-grid, businesses and citizens can maintain uninterrupted power at an affordable cost. The JET is a well-intentioned plan with wide ambitions. But one of the biggest forces for the move into green energy in SA is self-interest. Challenges and inefficiencies in the public sector, combined with the fact that profit-driven technological advances in solar and wind power have made it cheaper than coal in the past decade, has prompted the private sector to make the switch, with positive consequences. This is particularly vital for large businesses that are big consumers of power. Using greener power technologies enables them to stay competitive. For the same reasons, these trends are not limited to SA, but are in line with trends observed worldwide. Here we can refer to the great example of the U.S. state of Texas, which despite being known as a largely pro-Republican, oil-rich state, in 2025 generated more power from solar energy than from coal-powered stations. According to Integrity Energy, in 2024 Texas generated more renewable power than any other U.S. state, including California. Arguably, the drive to ever more efficient ways of conducting business is having the unintended consequence of sourcing energy from newer, cleaner and greener electricity plants. Partnering on investment will speed up JET for SA. After 2 years of JET IP, the lesson seems to be that the public and private sectors need one another. The private sector has an appetite to invest in SA's transmission infrastructure, but the amount needed is vast. Minister of Electricity and Energy, Drive Cosenzo Ramokopa, told this year's Africa Energy in Durban that more than our $440 billion is needed in the next 10 years to modernize and expand the transmission infrastructure. This is a substantial amount of capital to mobilize, which is why it is so important to secure concessional funding from development finance institutions to both enable the scale, as well as the speed, of attracting capital into the sector. The grid will remain a public asset, so efficient public-private partnerships are critically needed. Lastly, we believe that a truly just transition means a speedy enablement of investment into more efficient energy generation technologies and capacity. That will inevitably create a more competitive local economy and attract further investment that will lead to job creation and sustainable prosperity for more South Africans. Johan Marnwick Plus Posts Bio.